How you guys doing? You good? How's the holiday? It was great. Mine was also good. Thanks for asking. All right, so today we're going to be doing the Victory Series. So we're going to watch a clip. All right, so who likes Call of Duty? Call of Duty. Anybody? A couple of people? Yes. So in Call of Duty, it's a game. They shoot, and obviously the aim of the game is to win, to be victorious. Yes? People who've played? You want to win, right? That's the whole point of games. So this series, it's a 9-week journey to walk in victory. And by the end of it, we're going to be victorious like the Call of Duty people. Unless some people lose, but we're not losing. So today is preparing for victory, and we are going to learn how to be victorious. And today is just the introduction, the foundation. And then next week, we have the cross. So that's going to be looking at things about the cross, why Jesus died on the cross. It's going to be epic. The next week is all about identity. And identity is who we are, but come that week and you will find out more. The next week, we're going to be learning about generational curses. And this session is really, really deep. And so be prepared. It's going to be epic. The next week, we're going to be learning about relational issues. And I have relational issues, and I'm pretty sure everyone here does. So be there, and you're going to be free from those relational issues. The next week is spiritual errors. This is really deep. Some of these things you don't even know you're committing. And so when you come, you're going to learn about spiritual errors. The next week, this is the deep one, sexual sins. So you're going to split guys and girls, and we're going to talk about sexual sins, and we're going to be free from that. The next week is on addictions. These are some of these things, again, you don't even know they're addictions, like coffee, games, social media, etc. So that's going to be awesome. The next week, we're going to be learning about living in victory. So after we've done all those other 8 weeks, after that, we're going to be free. And in this week is learning how to stay in victory. Because sometimes you're in victory, but then if you don't know how to keep it, then you lose it. So it's going to be awesome. So this week is preparing for victory, as I said. So it's important to know that we can and should live victorious lives. So once we are free, we have to stay free, because we should. The Bible says we must be free. So basically, I just said that. You can walk in the victory that Christ bought on the cross for you. So Jesus died on the cross for us so that we could be free. Amen? Amen? Yeah. So living in victory is a lifelong process. It's not just an event. So we're doing this 9-week series, and that's not living in victory. Living in victory starts now. This is like a launch pad, but it continues the rest of your life. So even though we're going to be free now, there's always need for another victory weekend next year, another victory series the year after that, because we always need more victory. Amen? Amen. So like I said, this victory weekend is a launch pad. You know, like a rocket, it has a launch pad. That's like that place where it lands and then it jumps up from there. This is our launch pad. So in Call of Duty and in war and when there's soldiers, they always have a mission briefing. The mission briefing says, what are you doing? They're going to tell you the instructions, how to win the battle, etc. So like I said, this series is going to lay a foundation. When you're building a house, you start with foundations. Without a foundation, your building is going to fall down. Yes? Or am I wrong? I'm right, right? Exactly. So we're going to be learning about building a foundation. This week is not intense inner healing. It's not some hectic thing. It is effective in laying foundations as part of a process of living for God. So the one thing you must know is not a quick fix. So this series, it's a 9-week series, but after this, doesn't fix all the problems. It's a continuous journey. We continuously walk in victory. So in order to be victorious, you have to believe that God will bring victory. If you come here and you think, I'm here, it's victory weekend, but I don't really think God's going to bring me victory, then you're not going to be victorious. In order to be victorious, you have to know that God is actually going to set you free. So we have to let the Spirit surface stuff. Lots of the things that we need victory from are deep inside us, and we don't really want to let them out because, of course, they're deep. They're things that have hurt us, like relational issues that have hurt us. We have to actually let the Spirit come in and surface some of these issues. So there's three reasons why we do Victory, the Victory series. So we did the Victory series probably about 3-4 years ago last time. Was anybody there for that? One or two people. So most of you haven't been there. And so here's the three targets of the Victory series. Three reasons why we do it. So the first is to build foundations. Like I said, a building without strong foundations is just going to fall down. Yes? So it says in Luke 6, verse 47 to 48, "He who puts my words into practice is like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundations on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built." I'm sure you all know that song, "The wise man built his house upon the rock." Yes? And then the other foolish man built his house on the sand. When the winds came down, it fell. So this week, we're building a foundation so that we can be strong and be free. Who knows of the Leaning Tower of Pisa? That building, that one that's like leaning. So why is it leaning? Bad foundations. So when these people, it looks fancy, but when they built it, they didn't build strong enough foundations. So now it's leaning. We don't want to live leaning lives. Do you want to live a leaning life? What's the point in leaning? Eventually, if you leave something to lean, it's just going to fall over. This thing has actually been reinforced, so it's not actually going to fall over. But this is why we need to build strong foundations. So in the Bible, in Acts 2, verse 36 to 41, it says, it's quite a long scripture, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" So there's a couple of things we're going to find inside that scripture verse. So the first thing is lordship. In order to live a victorious life, we have to realize that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Yes? Amen. So it says Jesus is both Lord and Christ. Number one, lordship. Number two, it is repentance. So in order to be free, we have to repent and be baptized. So I don't know if you know this. We went on a mission trip to Botswana, like 2 weeks ago. It was really awesome. And in my session, I did this session. And I did something, I don't really know where I got it from. I just thought, this is actually quite an interesting illustration. So repentance is like we're going this way. We're walking in one direction, walking, 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 stop, repent, turn around. We're going this direction. If you repent, doesn't mean you're going that direction. You stop, you turn around, you change direction, you're going a completely different direction from the way you started. So walking this way, life of sin, sexual sins, relational issues, stop, repent, turn around. You're going the right direction. Amen? So the next one, number three, baptism. Baptism is an outward sign of an inner choice. So we were all downstairs. We saw the baptisms. Wasn't that boy so cute? Saying he wants to live because for God. Baptism is an outward sign, right, of a choice we've made. It's not the baptism that saves us, but the baptism shows us, shows the other people that we've made this choice. Number four, the Holy Spirit. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that helps us to be free. Because the Holy Spirit guides us. Holy Spirit is wise. Number five. So it says there, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. I'm not sure about you, but I think 3,000 is a lot. Our church is downstairs, can seat 750 or so. So just think 3,000 added to your church. That's a lot. So we have to be in a church. The reason why we're in a church is not because we just want to come here and chill, socialize, which is actually part of it, but we need to be with people that are like-minded, people that are also walking in victory. Because here, we've got all of you. If you all walking in victory together, it's going to be easier. You have a problem, you speak to Peter and say, "Yo, Peter, I've got a problem." He'll say, "I've also got that problem. How can we solve it?" Right? So the next reason why we do Victory Weekend, Victory Series, there's actually a Victory Weekend. That's why I keep saying so it's serious. It's because we need to discover freedom. So freedom is the power to do what is right, not the right to do what we want. Isn't that deep? I had to read this like 5 times to actually get it. Freedom is the power to do what is right, not the right to do what we want. I think that's really, really deep. So often we want to do it right, but we're in bondage to what is wrong. So in our minds, we're like, I really, 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 really want to do this right. I want to do the right thing. But now we're like, but the sin is so nice. The sin is, I want to be there playing PlayStation games until tomorrow, until the weekend is over. But then we want to do what is right. You're like, okay, I need to go to sleep now. But PlayStation games, sleep, you see? So we have to actually want to live victorious lives. So in Luke 6, verse 47 to 48, it says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I really love that scripture. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if you know the truth, it's going to be way easier to be free. And knowing the truth is from reading the Bible. Amen. So why are you still in prison when Jesus has broken you out? So it's like being stuck in a prison, but the doors are open. Isn't that illogical? Like the doors are wide open. Just step out. So you're free. Stay free. So during the Victory series, we are going to be free from these five things: generational curses, sexual sins, addictions, relational issues, and spiritual errors. It's a cool picture. So the third target why we do Victory Weekend is because we want to become fruitful. Who knows the fruit of the Spirit? List them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. This is a song for all of them. I just don't know the song. I would sing, but my voice. So in John 15, verse 8, it says, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. And then in Matthew 4, verse 19, it says, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. When I first read that, I was confused, like I'm sure most of you are. What is a fisher of a man? How can you fish men? But fishers of men, being fishers of men, is going out and making disciples. It's that simple. Fishing for men is making disciples. Jesus said this because when he was there, he was speaking to fishermen so they could understand what fishing is all about. So when followers become fishermen, they fulfill their destiny. So just to recap, the three targets of the Victory Weekend are: one, to build foundations; two, to discover freedom; and three, to become fruitful. So at your tables, I want you to discuss these questions. So the first one, which foundation do you need to work on? So you can look at all those things and think, maybe I haven't been baptized yet. Then just tell your group. The second question, in what area of your life do you need to get freedom? So then you can say maybe relational issues, sexual sins, if you want to. Just be open. This is our place. So don't worry about what people are going to think about you. We are a unit. We are a family here. And then the last question, what fruit do you need to produce in your life? So just the fruit of the Spirit, fishing for men, etc., etc. So go for it. One. All right, time is up. Time is up. Time is up. Time. Time. What is time? Time is up. All right, so was that good? Was that good? Did you discuss some nice things? Okay, so we're going to hand out these booklet thingies, and it's called Preparing for Victory. Looks fancy, right? Nice picture, right? It's even color. We even spent money to print these, right? So we're going to give you this. And during this week, we want you to go through it. It's not too difficult. There's a couple of questions. And you only have to do it 4 days this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you can have the weekend off. So what you're going to do is you're going to read through it, fill in the questions. There's a take action, which is like you pray for something. You talk about getting close to God, get clean before God. So it's really good, really deep. Color pictures. Color. I'm emphasizing the color. That means we spend money, people. So we really, really want you to do this. It's actually really powerful. So if you go through it, and it's going to be really good. So have that done by next week when we do our second session. Please. It's going to be awesome. So then just one more thing. Again, can I point out color? This is also color, which means we spend money to print this also. So there's a stack of these things. This is like the term planner for this term. It says what we're doing on every single Friday night, every single Sunday. So get one so you don't forget. And also, if you want to know what this on, because you know some of us, we don't want paper, you know, Then you have to fold it and keep it in your pocket. On social media, that'll be there on Instagram and Facebook, so you can go look, maybe forget, maybe lose the paper. But take the paper, stick it on your wall. It's going to look really cool. And then one more thing. So next week, Friday, is hashtag men, right? And if you want to be involved in sort of what we're discussing, maybe you want to give a point of view, maybe you want to set a question, send me a message, and I'll think about putting that in there. So if you want to be, maybe you got like a really, really powerful point that you want to put, send that to me, we'll maybe discuss that. So we want you to be involved in what we're doing as well. It's not just us, old people, not that I'm old. Some of the old, Pastor Mark, he doesn't quite know what we're doing here. We're young, we're teenagers. So send us your information, send us like hashtag men are trash. Do that, please, we want to discuss that. So it's going to be awesome. Let's just bow our heads and let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being with us today, Lord God. Thank you that this series has set off to a great start, Lord God, and help us just to continue this. Help us to actually be free by the end of this series, Lord God. Help us to believe that through you we can be free. Please help us to complete the preparing for victory thing during the week, Lord God. Just bless us this week. Help us to have a wonderful week and bless us at school and work and university. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so you see, we finished like 5 to 8 minutes early. Please don't rush off. Stay here. It's close. Please don't rush off. We actually want you to stay here and talk to each other, connect. There's that thing, Majiki, table tennis. I don't know how to play it, but that's awesome. There's foosball. I also don't know how to play it. You can play that and pool. So please connect, have fun, be blessed, have a good week. Amen. I'm done.